This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Hour number two. Make it sound festive, shall we? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We're going to explain why you should go to secondcalldefense.org, because it's Wednesday. Which means, once again, it's the world according to Second Call Defense. And somewhere out there, riding around on the road or at some motel because he's been teaching a faster class, is Sean Maloney, who's joining us now. Yes, sir.
Good night.
Huh?
How are you this evening?
I am okay. I am okay.
I'm in a hotel for the phone call because there's no way that we get cell phone reception out of here. It's very spotty. But I've been out here since Sunday. We've had faster classes, two faster level one class, and then we have a level two coming up and another one, and it's some great teachers, some great administrators, and they're so excited about what we're doing, and they're having the opportunity to train alongside sheriff's deputies also, who were invited and has taken us up on our offer, and they're training side by side with the teachers, and they're bonding with these people, so it's been a great week.
I was seized with a very insane notion while you were telling me all of this.
And what was that?
I wanted you to put me up on a stage in front of them with a big American flag behind me and dress me up like Patton with the music behind Patton from the opening scene of Patton and let me get them ready to go defend those classrooms.
I needed you when NBC News came into my office. I drove back 70-some miles to my office to be interviewed by NBC News about open carry, the legality of open carry in Ohio, and the fact that the mayor of Cleveland and now there's state legislatures that want to pass a law so they can suspend our constitutional rights when they feel there's a time of need. Can you imagine?
I saw where Sherrod Smith, I think he's now an academic. He was a U.S. senator, but I saw where he was calling for that, too. Do they think that rights are something that you switch on and off?
Well, you know, the headlines were that a criminal defense attorney who, when he's not defending people, it carries a gun or something like that. So that's the headline that took off all over the place, and everybody's been making fun of me with that. And they say, you know, Sean, do you have your gun with you? And I said, yes. Well, you must not be in the courtroom. But, you know, they said, well, how do I feel about that? I said, you know what? They want to take our constitutional rights away at the time we need them most. Think about Katrina. And I said, so you have people threatening people with firearms, and now you want the police to disarm people, and you want the legislature and the governor to temporarily rescind our constitutional rights, because open carry is in the Ohio Constitution. It's a constitutional right. So pass a piece of legislation to temporarily suspend our constitutional rights because they think, you know, well, the police have to pay attention to the guy that's open carrying. I said, no, you have to pay attention to the guy that you know nothing about. And every good police officer out there knows that. And so, you know, I explain things to them, explain things in the news about Katrina. And at moments like this, Bill, and all your listeners know, these are when our constitutional rights are supposed to shine their brightest. when we're under threat from any place. That's why our founding fathers blessed us with the ability and the human right of self-defense.
Well, I mean, in Dallas, where they had open carriers there, carrying rifles, the cops did not kill one of them because that's the thing, right? Because it will confuse the cops if there's open carriers. That's what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
Now, how come there's no dead Pete, no dead Black Lives Matter protesters then?
Well,
I would have thought they'd have been the first ones to die if the cops are that stupid. I don't think the cops are that stupid.
No, they're not, and never were, and it was wrong on so many different levels. You know, I reminded them of Katrina, and they seemed shocked. And then, you know, you tell them that, you know, open carry is a constitutional right, and it's not regulated by concealed carry. You can do that as a right. And I said, what would taking firearms away from the law-abiding citizens, what about the guy or the 30- or 40-year-old mother that goes to work every day in downtown Cleveland? She's not there for the RNC. She's there to earn a living. You want to deprive her of her ability to protect herself? And now there's a piece of legislation that was introduced. The AP called me about this or emailed me about this. I haven't talked to them yet. Someone introduced a bill to make it a law that I guess I don't know who's going to sit on high and decide that that they're going to suspend our civil rights for a period of time for whatever reason. But they want to pass a law to allow them to suspend our constitutional rights in time of need. And time of need is when we need them the most. And we can't let this slide. If they try to do it here, they're going to try to do it everywhere else. You know, it's a federal law that you can't do that because of what the NRA did after Katrina. You know, the police leave, the National Guard leave, except they're going to come back and strip everybody of their firearms and all their rights to protect themselves, and then we'll feel safe about locking the door behind us.
Isn't part of what they're trying to do to establish this rule where in time of emergency, without specifying who gets to declare the emergency, what the criteria is for that emergency, that they can suspend rights, and then they could just put us in a state of emergency just any little time they felt like doing it, right?
I think you're exactly right, Bill. That's what they're doing. They're setting us up for the big showdown. And I said, when they start doing this, you think they're going to stop there? Now, the next thing is this knock on the door. You got to turn them in. You'll get them back when we decide you're ready to get them back. They'll come up with something. But, I mean, we're getting to this point in time in the country that we love. It's disheartening, and it shows you just how important this election is. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. You better be thinking the right thing about Hillary Clinton. We're looking at a Supreme Court that will rule our lives for the next 40 years, that will destroy this country. Probably 35 years from now, if Hillary gets elected and gets the Supreme Court that she wants, our great-grandchildren won't even know what a Second Amendment is.
Especially with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think she's going to live to be like 200 or 300 years old. She intends to overturn Heller if she gets half a chance.
Oh, you better believe it. And they all are. I mean, Hillary Clinton said that Heller got it wrong. You know that everybody that she appoints, they're going to have the secret meeting, and everybody knows where everybody stands. They're going to say that. They're going to overturn Heller. They said
maybe,
the Supreme Court got it wrong.
Maybe Loretta Lynch would be considered for the Supreme Court.
You know what? Who knows? Bill Clinton may be a justice.
We got about a minute left. I have been hearing about Obama and Bill Clinton and all of them. I've never seen a president go have another job after he's president, but I think it'd be good for them to actually go out and earn some money somewhere.
If they actually had to earn some money, especially with our current president, I'm not sure what a community organizer gets paid, but it'd be nice to put a shovel in his hand.
Well,
have him fix the roads. That, you know,
more than he's worth.
Ready project.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense. If you're not a member of Second Call Defense, they take care of the one thing that you can't take care of, which is your legal defense should you shoot somebody in self-defense. Now, if you're carrying a gun in your car, if you have a gun in your house, if you have a permit to carry a gun on you, then you have a gun for self-defense, which means that there may come a time when you defend yourself with it. That's when you're going to want them. You need to join them now before you need them, because they'll be standing by in the meantime. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Quincy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, which we only got a few more weeks going to that. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Let me ask you a question. Did you see today where the Boston or the Massachusetts Attorney General has decided that he can just decide that no more assault or ARs can be sold?
No, I didn't see that. Like I said, I've been in the middle of nowhere for a while.
Teaching teachers how to kill people in their classroom when they come in and try to kill the children.
Exactly. Something common sense.
Yeah, something that, you know, I sort of dig that. But, let me ask you a question about this, okay? Now, of course, that's unconstitutional for them to do it, and they know it. They know it in Massachusetts. But we have a split court right now. And just hear me out. Just hear out my little conspiracy theory, if you will. I think that the reason they would do something like that would be because Ginsburg has said if we ever have to consider another ruling on gun control, that we can reverse the Heller decision. So they're going to do something unconstitutional, and it's going to get rung up three or four times and go through the federal court and the Court of Appeals. Eventually, it's going to end up in the Supreme Court. Is this them teeing it up?
You know, I think every time they tee it up, they do it because we get a little bit more used to it. I tell people that. They make dry runs. They get as far as they can and then do it again, and they'll do it again. It doesn't seem so crazy anymore. And then we don't yell as loud because, you know, they've done it before and they get shot down. But, you know, if you think about it, you got a split court. It's 4-4. What happens to the case? It goes back to the court it came from.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they may be thinking it'll be a few years before that happens, and
absolutely.
Hillary wins and tips the court over.
If it goes, and then they have to accept cert, that, you know, it's got to be accepted, it's got to get there, and it'll be a constitutional question, and they can move as quickly or as slowly, and you never know who the administrative judge is and how fast it's going to get up there. And there's any number of ways that you can pervert justice in America if you do things improperly, and improperly, that's all they've been doing. Is this government, you know, for the last 8 years at least, as they've been perverting justice in America. Things aren't working the way they're supposed to on purpose. They're making rulings that they know is going to be overturned, and they're just, and you know, what you're talking about, in my view, isn't a conspiracy. It's something that happens everywhere in America, wherever they can try to get away from it. And you look at what the Massachusetts court did before with the stun gun thing, you know, and they said, follow Heller. Follow Heller, and now you have somebody else from Massachusetts saying, you know what, I'm not going to follow Heller. I decided that I got elected, and I don't like AR-15. And my county sheriff, Rick Jones, I've been pointing out that on Monday he had a press conference and announced that that his entire staff, everybody that works for him, will be carrying, and whenever they're on government business, they'll be carrying wherever they are. And he'll be on NRA News tomorrow around 4 o'clock. But, you know, it's a pretty good feeling when, you know, I have people that are related to me, you know, that work for the sheriff. And I understand what's going to happen. I understand what the meaning is. But you have some parts of the country that are like you and I and your listeners. And then you have people in Massachusetts, for example, that Bill are going to push it to the limit because it's going to take a while to sort these things out. And let's try it out because we can. And I think it's just a kind of tenderizing the meat, getting us ready for what they're going to do. I tried to have some sort of rationale for what Obama was doing, but there wasn't a rationale other than the fact that I truly believe that he's a Muslim extremist and he's getting away with whatever he can. The reason why ISIS is here is because of him. The world is burning because of his foreign policy and you know, the apologizer in chief. What other explanation is there?
I just I look at everything they do now as a tactic, and this one when I saw that I was like, that's sort of going out there, sort of way beyond it. I mean, in Massachusetts, where I think the saying in Massachusetts is everything is illegal, so. I guess they're going to get rid of ARs. And the other thing they're saying is they're not going to come and confiscate the ARs that are out there right now. Now Massachusetts takes on, for me, Massachusetts become the same thing as Connecticut or New York for me, because I've...
Well, and it's nothing different than what happened in Colorado. Let's pass a law, quite a few laws are really unenforceable unless, you know, they stumble into something. But, you know, they do that time after time after time. The fact that the law is unenforceable doesn't matter to them because it's still infringing upon our rights. If you think about, you know, Judge McCrossland, and you think about Tim Knight, you think about Laura Carnal and what all those people had to do in Colorado just to try to get even, and they're not there yet. But their government decided they know what's best. Their government decided that they can, infringe our rights, you know, our human right of self-defense, and lead us down that trail, and now they're doing it everywhere. And, 4-4 split. You never know how long it's going to take to get cases up there now. Things are going to pile in. And, it's going to be a few months and that appointment will be filled. But if it's filled the wrong way, there's going to be a plethora of cases that are going to allow them to go down the path that they want to lead us. Heller will be gone. McDonald will be gone. And it'll start reversing all the gains we've made in the past 20, 30 years. And that'll be done in the first 2 or 3 years. They're going to get them as soon as they can.
I would imagine
how important selection is.
That would be so bad, though. That would be just so bad for them. It would be bad for them. I'm not overly concerned with what happens to them, of course.
Well, and I wonder when, if you look at, God, I feel so bad. Training with police officers this week and bumping into police officers and talking and wondering, what's it like for a spouse in the morning to say goodbye, honey, I'll see you when you get home, whether it's your wife or your husband. You know, and we're under attack. And, you know, people forget that when they're killing our police officers, they're dismantling society. You know, for every badge out there, there's a million of us that are standing behind that badge and saying, we got your back. Things are getting bad, and I don't know how you correct that problem. Certainly, I haven't heard any speeches from Obama saying, hey, you know, we got to do something. We got to take a breath. No, what I'm hearing is that everybody's lives matter except for the police, that let's go have a beer with somebody because they feel like the police officer acted improperly. Let's go visit the family of the person that was dumb enough to try to wrestle a gun and take a gun away from an armed police officer and say that, you know what, you're all right, and ignore the people that are trying to protect us.
We'll be right back. Hold on. We'll be right back.
I got you.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. We got carried away that time. That happens at least once every time you're on the show anyway, though. So I'm always waiting for it just to be done and be over with.
Yeah. That's what's so special about Lock and Load Radio.
You get carried away by it all.
Yeah.
I guess
I need a muzzle break.
No, not a muzzle break. That all that does is disperses the, the blast.
That's true. We might like that.
I like an unmuzzle, unbroken muzzle. I like all the blast coming out.
You know, Bill, I said it before. It's you. You're going to win this election. It's because they're not getting. I watched. You know, I found that when something important has happened, I watch CNBC, I'll watch Fox, and I'll put on MSNBC. And it's amazing the story that you're getting and the facts that are so different and so diverse. And that's why, you know, I understood that we're coming to Lock and Load Radio for our news, you know, for our commentary, to try to figure out what's going on, because we're not getting that anywhere else. We offer the lamestream media, you know, First Amendment protection that they don't deserve. They don't do anything to deserve that protection. And I keep telling people, it's the bloggers, it's you, it's your radio programs, and it's everybody that's out there. that is going to win this election, because that's where the truth is going to be told, and that's when people are going to realize just exactly what is at stake. Because I guarantee you, if you watch mainstream media and they start talking about progressives and what they're going to do for us, none of the important issues are ever going to be mentioned. They can't be.
I'm going to tell you my complaint with that, okay? I'm going to tell you my complaint with being that person. With a lot of people, everybody, whenever there's an election, wants, they say what they want, right? They say, we want an outsider, we want this, we want that, we want a conservative, we want, and invariably, they either get, especially with the Tea Party, the 2010 crop, when they came in, every one of those, especially in my state, are disappointments. They turned out just to be opportunists that rode in on the Tea Party way. Now, the Tea Party, of course, is gone in my state. And inevitably, whenever you get to that point where you finally have that moment, like with Trump, you know, when we had 18 candidates, you had Fiorina, you had Carson, you had Trump. You had three outsiders. You had a bunch of politicians spending a bunch of money. Jeb Bush spent $125 million, got three delegates. Carly Fiorina was out there saying that Trump can't beat Clinton, but of course she couldn't beat Trump, so she was out. Carson, he's still around, he's still pertinent. But I mean, we finally have the outsider, and now we've got all of these little talking heads running home saying Trump's not this and Trump's not that, acting like, and when they do it, because they're saying we're standing on principle, you're endorsing Clinton is what you're doing.
And how can they be so, I know I can say this, how can they be so stupid? Because that's exactly what you're doing. And for these never Trumpers, what are you doing? Come on, well, I get my vote. Then why don't you just cross over the party that you really belong in and vote for Hillary Clinton, because that's what you're doing. And for people to make these statements, I don't know. I keep thinking tomorrow will be better because they're going to wake up. But if you mentioned the Tea Party. The Tea Party got to be holding so much to Tea Party principles that there was no more negotiation. And when there was no more negotiation, people wonder what happened with the House. Well, they couldn't pass anything because the Tea Party people would not negotiate, so nothing was happening. It was a stalemate within their own party. And then all of a sudden, like you said, well, you know, they're negotiating before, you know, Trump got the endorsement. I'm thinking, wait a minute, don't you remember that he got the most votes? Doesn't that mean anything anymore? Why are we even having this discussion?
Well, he got there was a certain point before he had it locked up where he had like 2 or 3 million more votes than Romney did at the same point.
Right.
And all of these guys are just there's going to be a lot of Democrats that are going to cross over and vote for him because they're all voting economically now, especially coming out of the Northeast. That's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of people that feel disenfranchised. They're going to vote for him. And it's going to be the same people that put some of these people in office that are staying home because that aren't going to the convention because he's just not this and he's just not that. They, you know, some of these same senators and representatives that they just got voted in by these same people that are going to vote for Trump. You know, some. So that's one reason I delve into presidential politics because I have to. I'll be glad when this election is over and I can go back just to the straight up gun stuff and because that guns are completely dispassionate. It's all based upon a bunch of empirical evidence. If the evidence went the other way, I wouldn't be doing this show. So
and I got to be an expert on open carry in the state of Ohio, and now we have a legislature trying to pass a law that has new legislation out there. He wants to pass his legislation that gives him the authority to suspend our Constitution, like we said. And where does it end? And where does it end for, you know, we voted for Trump, we wanted Trump, and all of a sudden, and that's why it's all coming from the left-wing media that wants him out, that wants to control everything, George Soros, you know, whoever it is. And you know what? I'm embarrassed by Governor Kasich. You know, everybody made a pledge, and whatever his problem is, he doesn't show up in his own state. That's ridiculous. And how can Jeb Bush do that? That's ridiculous.
Well, we don't have enough time for you to consider this one, but I do want to throw this one out at you when we get back. But all of this stuff that you're saying about the alternative media, I know that we, as a group, get more people coming to us than the mainstream media does, but A lot of times I think it's largely just a matter of the fact that the mainstream media is loudest. And that's why they seem like they are winning or dominating something. I don't necessarily think they're dominating. I think their market share is going down as time goes on. They're very slowly becoming relics.
And Bill, as soon as people find out where to go, they're going to be gone. Because not only is it, you know, they got the bigger voice because they got the money, but their market share is going down. As soon as we find out where else to go to get our news, we're going to leave. Because there's no reason for us to stay with the same old game over and over and over again.
Should I anticipate maybe them finding me and try to go get myself made up like Shepard Smith?
I don't think you fit the Shepard Smith mold, but I think you can make a determination of that handsome bald guy with a goat.
Ah, okay. Well, that works for me. Shepard is I'm not a big Fox News fan. I listen to some of they're Northeastern type conservatives, and when I say that, they use terminology like assault weapon, gun crime, gun violence. All the stuff that the gun grabbers use, they use it, except for Tucker Carlson, who occasionally gets to speak.
Well, and I wish I had enough money to pay you to put you in Bill O'Reilly's seat.
Bill O'Reilly, now that's a gun grabber for one. He doesn't even know the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic weapon. But let me plug you before we go. That's part of my job as the client promoter relationship. Second Call Defense. I'm a member of Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense rides with me in my wallet. That means that I tell everybody all the time that if I already have a lawyer on retainer in case I shoot somebody, and they laugh, but it's true. And that means that my self-defense plan goes forward. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from, well, he's actually been teaching teachers.
I'm in Seaman, Ohio.
Okay. Lethal Weapon Teachers, he's teaching, is CEO and founder, Sean Maloney, of Second Call Defense. There is a school of thought out there, and I'd really like to get your take on this, that will, there will, on day one, when we've had President Trump sworn in, there's a school of thought that he will immediately take the Justice Department and turn them towards Clinton and Obama. What do you think?
Well, I guess for as much as that can be done, as much as everybody out there wants to know the truth and wants to have some kind of explanation for what's been going on, there's just so many bigger problems than that. I mean, we're on the edge. I mean, Turkey's burning. Everybody's burning. This world is so unsettled. We're being attacked. France is being attacked. Turkey is under attack. You know, the Soviet Union, what was formerly the Soviet Union, is back in control. So there's a lot to be done. But you'd like to think, if you listen to the convention last night with Christie, you know, guilty, 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 but she's still running. So I certainly, there's enough fodder there, and probably enough for a lifetime. But I'm not sure if he'll have time to do that, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm not sure if that can be a priority. Unfortunately, I don't think it can. On so many different levels, we're in crisis.
Well, I think
I think it'd be a good idea to probably take a torch to all the executive orders that we don't even know about. We can start there, I guess.
Yeah, that would be something that could be done relatively quickly.
It'd be nice if we did whatever we could do with the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty also.
Well, you know, all they have to do for that, there's a treaty called the Treaty on Treaties that was never ratified during the Nixon administration that's still sitting on the desk. And the Treaty on Treaties says that those things have to be considered enforceable unless they're voted down, which the Treaty on Treaties was never ratified either. But it's still, there's so many things like that just sitting around gathering dust that need to be dealt with that these guys could actually go to work and just handle the backlog and not do any new stuff for quite some time and finally just sweep the decks clean, and we could just be sitting back saying, okay, now go home. Because we don't need you for nothing else anymore. Goodbye, bye now. Bye now. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good day. The thing that I'm looking at is if you want to fight the war on terror, then you're going to have to become counter-terror. Which counter-terror is terrorism turned around, right? Which we're quite capable of. We know all of the stuff that the Muslims don't want to have happen to them. And we know how to do it. And you have these rules of engagement that get in the way and sort of constrain us from doing it. That would be something we'd have to... I don't have a problem unleashing that. I mean, would you?
No. I mean, it has to be done. Whatever can be done in the most expedient manner to try to make things right. And at the same time, to get us as a country going down the same path together. I mean, truly, we're a divided country. People look at each other differently now. And it never was like this before. At 53 years old, I can remember when Jimmy Carter was president. I can remember how I felt about being an American back in 1979 and 78. I can remember how good I felt once Ronald Reagan got in, just because it was a change in the way we felt about each other. I feel that same way now. I talk to my kids, and it's not being an American and not being world leaders and having to try to explain, you know, why you should be. It's kind of taxing to a certain percent or to a certain amount. But you've just got to look at the fact that we're at war to a certain extent with each other. That needs to be taken care of. We need national pride back again. And then together as a country, we can do everything. But again, Bill, you know, where do you start? I don't know where to start anymore. There's some people that think it's all is lost, but I truly believe as long as there's one American heart beating, that this country will never die.
Well, I think you start, you just look at the first thing and you just go. I mean, the first thing I would do if I was President Trump is go, contrary to what you may have been told for the last 8 years, we are exceptional. We are the class of the planet.
There you go. And you know,
we are the ones that make the world go round, as Barry Manilow. I would have Barry Manilow playing the piano behind me while I was saying all of this stuff.
We need to remember what pride feels like, and the pride to be the very best, because we are. We're an exceptional nation. We always have been. And you know what? For all those people that screamed and whined and said we shouldn't be involved in foreign politics, everything else doesn't matter, you know, what's the difference? Well, I'll tell you what the difference is. The world falls apart without the United States leading the way. They can't handle things on their own. That's why we care about what's going on, and that's why we're involved in international politics, because we have to be. We have to set this world straight. And we were blessed with the ability to do so, with the natural resources, with the greatest source of power in the world, the American spirit. It's time to use it again. And all we have to do is gently be reminded, but you're right, we are the best country. We are the best people. We, you know, everything that goes from top to bottom, and remind it all over again. And, you know, make America great again. We are great. We just have to remind ourselves that we can do anything. And we have a job ahead.
Yes, and it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take a long time, and it's not going to happen overnight, conservatives. It's going to be a slow, low, glacial slog, and we got to go do it. We got to do it. We just got to.
You're right, Bill. We got to take the victories slowly as they come, one brick at a time, one pebble at a time. But, you know, this wasn't dismantled overnight. I think things fell apart a lot quicker than they can be put back together, but we got to keep our eye on the prize at the end of the tunnel, and we can do it again, because you know what? If we don't, this world will never be the same.
Well, I mean, one thing that they could do, well, you know, I'll run out of time. One thing they could do to begin with is look at every one of these liberal cities where crime is spiking and where being a young black male is a very dangerous thing to do. And they could do something that they could simply he could simply point that out and say that's what's killing black America.
That's exactly right.
Liberal policy is what's killing black America. What's wrong with having your both your parents? So, I mean, they could, there's so many places they could start.
Hey, you know, you get more money if you only have one.
Yep. So.
We can solve it all, Bill. We can do it. Clean up Chicago. It can be done in a few short weeks. Enforce the laws. You know, take names later and get it done. And it can be done properly, constitutionally, and it can be done for the betterment of all of us.
The faster class, it was what went well. You have a bunch of life takers and heartbreakers.
The faster class went unbelievably well. Judson Crossland's in town, kind of a dual purpose. He's going to film everything and document everything and make us better with some reminders, some videos. But then he's bringing it back to Colorado, and that's the important thing. And Laura Carno checks in next week again from Colorado, and she's here just specifically to write and to bring it back to Coloradians. It's got to be done, and this is good for everybody. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and faster saves lives because we cannot wait. Seconds count when you have a lone killer or two or three killers with one thing in mind, and that's a body count. And it's so important. It's so nice to see these teachers and these sheriff's departments, and these sheriff deputies came because they want to learn. They want to be better. And all of a sudden, you get these groups of people working together. It's highly satisfying, especially when you see the targets, the way they're shooting when they first come, and how much better they are at the end, and force-on-force training, and how much better the decision-making process is, and the fact that, they're getting it done, and they're prepared to protect our children.
Yeah. I like all that.
I'm still going to get you up here for a class. We'll
that's
work
fine.
On it next year, but you're going to be here.
Well, man, you know, I want to come up there and take a class, although I might fall back on some of my Sonny Crockett training. We're about to run out of time, so I want to thank you for showing up, secondcalldefense.org. Go there, join them, be like me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDfirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.